From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you light. Welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
Man, we're back.
We're back, baby.
Been a little hiatus. Been since the holiday season that we've been in this room.
We're freaking back.
We're back. We're season three.
We're all up in there.
We're all up in there. Season three, dude.
Yeah, we're freaking, yeah.
Planes, trades, automobiles, and Eagle Boys. That's all we need.
Is that a bird? Is that a plane? It's a zombie.
It's a zombie. No, what? Is that Biden?
No, that's Flatbush Zombies.
Flatbush Zombies? What the fuck is that?
What?
So much grams. Unzip
them. Yeah, man. Will knows what it is.
My hand that I palm trees.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
You need serious? To be. If we could play right now, we'd play.
I have zero idea what you guys are talking about.
Dude, fucking Joe Biden. She's like.
What would you say to Joe Biden right now?
Think of like, dude, she's crazy though, because she's like, I think she just likes to be in power, and she's just making her husband fucking go through this.
Oh, she totally is.
You know, she's like, Joe, one more time, you can do it.
No,
you can do it, Joe.
He did not have it in him.
He did not.
Dude, he admitted to not having it in him.
We can have the power, Joe.
No.
We can have all the power.
No.
And I'll suck that wrinkly thing you got.
That wrinkly old dick.
Jesus.
Huh? Yeah. I
what did he say? What?
Yeah. I what did he say? He's like, it was that Shane Gillis thing when he was Trump on Kill Tony. It was like, felt her tits back there. Great tits. Yeah. I smelled her tits too.
Oh no.
I smelled her tits too.
That's disgusting.
So we had a little something going off of that. We kind of had like a little thing going on. We had to drive and get our SD cards to make this episode happen. And we're thinking of names for seat warmers. And we came up with a few names.
Yep.
What was the first one we came up with?
I don't know. A taint tickler or something?
A taint tickler.
Rim
roaster.
Rim roaster.
Rim roaster. I think that was the winner.
You said a good one, though. What did you say? You said fucking...
Ass air fryer.
Yeah.
Ass air fryer.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good.
Or an ass. I mean, just lower it down, an ass fryer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ass
air fryer, ass fryer.
Yeah, ass fryer.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so like
the ball fondler.
I think on some cars, I don't know what cars they were. I don't know if you can look this up, Will, but it was like you had to.
No,
like,
wait. The ball blanket.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
The ball blanket.
That's a nice name for a product.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I got you a new car. It's got a nice ball blanket on it. What?
Oh my God, we need to clip that. Ball blanket.
Ball blanket.
Think of like if that was like a commercial, like a energy drink or something.
I'm not gonna lie, still think Rim Roaster is like the best.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good.
I'm still, my vote's Rim Roaster.
It's my.
Let us know in the comments which one you thought was the winner.
My beautiful mind. I'm it's like, what's, who's that guy that played in that movie, A Beautiful Mind? He also played in Gladiator.
Oh, Russell Crowe?
Yeah. I'm like Russell Crowe.
Born in New Zealand in 64. A hot-headed actor named Russell Crowe. If there's two things he loves acting and fighting around the world.
Oh, dude, did you hear that Asian people can't eat hot dogs anymore?
Yeah, North Korea banned... ban hot dogs from North Korea.
That's tough, dude.
Kim Jong-un did it because he basically wanted to stop the
Westernization.
The influence of Western culture.
Yeah, which is fucking bullshit.
I mean, he doesn't feed his people anyway,
okay, this is weird, but I feel like hot dogs give me...
What's banning hot dogs?
I feel like hot dogs and hamburgers give me like a headache when I eat them.
Penalty of time in a labor camp.
For eating a hot dog.
For eating a hot dog, dude.
What if it's a turkey dog?
Dude, there's a war on glizzies and I will not allow it.
It's probably bigger than his dick.
No, that's why he doesn't want them, because he doesn't want the accurate size of the Western dong to overshadow his little, you know, micro penis. You know what I mean? Dude, nobody in that much power cares that much unless they have a micro penis. Like, come on.
I feel like if you have a micro penis, I'd still eat a hot dog.
Well, no, like, dude, to care about that enough to make it a law punishable by labor camp.
Did you know
you have to have a micro dick?
What country has the smallest penis size on average?
It's Asia. Well, it's not even a culture, it's a continent.
This is a very sexually charged episode.
It is. Can you tell we haven't
Asia,
been laid in
Asia
a while?
Asia isn't a country.
Gentlemen.
Asia is a continent.
That's what
country.
I said.
I'm gonna
guess it's like North Korea.
Is it really?
See?
Wait, no. Yeah, it's Thailand.
North Korea's too.
Dang. It's probably because they all freaking like...
Well, dude, it's all of the same, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they probably have like inbred, you know, they don't have a lot of differences there.
No, but see, that's still not surprising. I guarantee you Kim Jong-un has a micro penis. I guarantee you.
Well, who's number one?
Did you know he tells his people that he doesn't shit?
Sudan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he tells his people and they're convinced he doesn't shit.
He's probably fucking... And yeah, he's probably dumping logs.
Sudan is number one? Oh, that's why everyone's, you know, up in arms over there.
That's like 9 inches.
Oh, of the longest.
Yeah,
17. Oh, that's the longest.
18 centimeters is like... 9 inches.
What are we like?
And that's
very
average,
bottom.
Average is 9 inches.
Average.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Okay, so
Christ.
I did.
14, which is like 6 or 7. It's still pretty good for.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But I mean, I am not part of that average. But
us in Russia.
Yeah. You know?
Well, the U.S. is weird because there's so many different cultures here. So
yeah, that is a little different. You know what? I suppose
I did go to a nudist beach one time in Florida. I had a friend, he was like, hey, we're going to go to the beach. And he was like, have you ever been to a nudist beach? I was like, dude, I'm not going to need to.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like going to a nudist beach is just like going to like a strip club. Like if you're not part of that, you know what I mean? Like if you're not a nudist going to a nudist beach, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like what, you just want to see? Jerked off in a news beach rather than a strip club?
Yeah.
What do you mean, for free or just in general?
Yeah.
Oh, for free. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I could see that, actually.
So we go to this beach and he told me we weren't going to go to a nudist beach. I was like, all right, cool. I'll go. Fucking walk up, naked
right
people
there.
Everywhere. There was a very attractive woman and I was like, oh, that's cool. But like, it was mostly men and like the black dudes, they had like soft. They had like some fucking 8-inch monsters. And I was like, yep, I gotta
You're
go.
Like, I gotta get out.
I gotta
here.
Go to the bathroom real quick, guys. Fucking let me fucking at least get a chub. Like, fuck.
Let me at least represent out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I can't
Jesus.
Walk out there and fucking next to Goliath over here. You know what
it's
I mean?
Like David and Goliath.
Like David and Goliath of dicks. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think we have a video here that I wanted to show Nick.
Speaking of dicks. I don't know if we can show this, but...
God, this is such a raunchy...
Man episode. With a penis on his arm. Now, are we sure that's not AI?
McDonald, he's the man with a penis on his arm. And his name is Malcolm McDonald. He's the man with a penis that's on his arm.
Hey.
Oh, it's a song.
He's the man with a penis on his arm. And his name is Malcolm McDonald. He's the one with the penis that's on his arm.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the one.
Dude, is
the one.
This
he's
is real?
The one with the penis on his arm. And his name is Malcolm McDonald.
This is real. This is real. That's a real thing.
But wait. Let's look at the let's look at the comments real quick. I'm calling bullshit if he says he's never sucked on it.
Triple.
Dude, the intrusive thoughts win every time.
I wonder if he can like feel it or if anything.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if he gets like hard in the middle of the day?
I don't think it can get hard.
This chick with big titties comes up and talks to him, and just out of nowhere, the dick on his arm just like stiffens up. You know what I mean? That would destroy any conversation.
Oh my.
Oh, Jesus.
I wonder if he gets an arm boner if he can curl more weight. Okay.
That's pretty sick.
Jeez.
High six.
Best slap boxer ever.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my. He kind of looks like Martin Freeman. We'll call him Dodo Baggins.
That's amazing.
Did he get to choose the size? Because that's pretty big. Why is it circumcised? Okay, get rid of that.
Why God is it circumcised? It. Holy shit. Where do you find this shit?
My algorithm on Reddit is fucked, dude. Well, okay, no, you don't really get an algorithm on Reddit.
Well, you do, but like
you have to go to popular.
That's what I'm saying. You have to like follow shit.
Yeah, you have to, you can create, so Reddit's cool because you can create, like you have to follow subreddits to get personalized. That's why I like Reddit because whatever you like, whatever subreddit you want to follow, like it shows you specifically that shit.
Like stuff that goes into that.
Will you make sure my camera's good real quick? Okay, that's fine. Good, 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 good. So what's been going on, dude?
Shit, dude. Got a new car, Chevy Trax. Love it. A lot of space in the back for extracurriculars.
Yeah, no, it's very spacious. I like it.
Very, you know. Keeping dead bodies in the back. You know,
getting a new car is like the best feeling though. Like when you get a new car, you're like, ooh, I'm a new man.
I'm not going to lie to you. It did feel like a new, because this is the first time I've ever bought like a new car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything else of that has been like used or like, you know, passed down to me.
Do you feel like an adult?
I feel like a real adult, dude. It's weird. It's weird. I shouldn't be one. It is irresponsible to let me be an adult.
Yeah. But why?
It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible. Do you realize that one time during COVID, when we were given all those stimulus checks, I think in total, I gathered up about like $4,000 in stimulus checks. Really? I spent about $1,000 of that on Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Jesus.
Like, I'm irresponsible, dude. It's irresponsible to give me adult money.
You ever think about therapy?
Oh, I've tried therapy. I've tried.
My therapy
is buying cards.
I honestly think therapy is kind of bullshit.
It just doesn't work for me. I've been open-minded about it, but like, and I understand it works for some people. It just doesn't work for me.
I don't think it works for me because I like to work. Like, I like to I mean, some people need it, I guess. But
I mean, let's flash back to Paul Bauer. Like, yeah. Dude, I feel like I get more of my emotions out and figured out just like, talking to the boys.
Yeah, just showing. I think it's good to take personal accountability for your own life and take steps to change it. But some people need to be directed and told.
They need to be told. You know? That's the problem, is that like some people just like don't have that drive to just like do it themselves. Never understood that. But
you know what I don't understand? How do people fucking... Okay, so this dude came into my work today and he smelled so bad. I could smell him from like 5 feet away.
How do motherfuckers not shower?
5 feet away, I could smell him. And I was like, what?
Like, dude,
I was like, this is offensive that I'm smelling your fucking ass funk,
dude,
going into my body.
The only reason I don't shower is if I'm literally staying at home all day.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing, even then, I still don't.
And then I feel dirty still. Like,
even then, later in the day, probably like 2 or 3, I'll still be like, yeah.
Do you think it's normal to shower every day, though?
Yeah, I shower every day.
Sometimes I'll skip a day or two.
I don't wash my hair every day.
I wash my, so this is weird. My hair like is always like fine.
You got really thick hair.
I wash my hair like once every couple weeks, like not that often.
Well, yeah, you got really thick Italian hair.
But I do have to use fucking dandruff shampoo. I have to use it in my beard too, because really? like I'll like do this to my beard and like dandruff will come out and I'm like, what the fuck? But I guess it's common, but you can use dandruff shampoo like on your face.
That's pretty sick.
I looked it up.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Eagle Boys education.
So here's a funny thought that I had. Who else thinks the wildfires are trying to cover up Diddy stuff? Who else thinks that?
I don't know. I
are you really ready to get into this? Because I'm ready.
I don't think the Diddy thing is going away. Also, the wildfires only cover... So we live in Cincinnati. The wildfires only cover an area of like Newport up to like Loveland.
Well, yeah, but like it's still in like the Hollywood Hills like type deal.
Yeah, but...
Paris Hilton's house burned down. A couple other celebrities.
Oh no, Paris Hilton's house fell down.
I know.
What is she gonna do?
No, but I'm thinking to myself, what if these fires catch on to people's houses that got evidence inside them? You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? Paris Hilton dated Scott Storch.
He did.
Scott Storch. His new single with
Storch.
Fuck. He has a new single with this girl, and it's so fucking good. I forget her name. Can you look up, just type in Scott Storch's new single. Can we play 10 seconds of it? Mm-hmm. I feel like this is dangerous.
We are playing a dangerous game, but it'll be all right.
I'll just cut out half of it just to be safe. Type in Scott Storch's new single.
Dude, here's the thing about Scott Storch. You know what I mean? One of the greatest out. But yeah. Like, dude, somebody dress his ass.
On My Own featuring Abby Stare.
Abby Stare.
And then skip it a little bit so that we can use the 10 seconds wisely. 10 seconds. That's fucking bullshit. It's
bullshit.
But Scott Storch is truly gifted. You don't have any sound. Yeah, just go ahead and skip it, yeah. Isn't that hard?
That's pretty hard.
Actually, her voice made me almost.
She kind of. We'll play a little. You can play a little bit more. That was only like 2 seconds. Okay, that's good. That's good. But no, her.
That's pretty sick.
She kind of sounds like Sia from like Wolves.
Mm-mm.
No? I think she sounds like Sia a little bit.
No, she sounds like Baby Rexha.
I don't know who that is.
She sounds like Baby Rexha. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so.
No,
yeah.
She's got a really good voice.
She's definitely better than Baby Rexha, but...
No, I heard that song, and I was like, damn, Scott Storch fucking out here with the heat.
Yeah, dude, Scott Storch out there with the heat.
What are his top songs? He's been in the game since, like, the early 90s,
dude,
right?
Yeah, he's been in for a very long time. He's been, like, as long as DJ Khaled.
Yeah. DJ Khaled. I think he's
been in forever, dude.
I think his songs are a little bit corny now, though.
They are.
Give me that, Chris Brown. Lord, give me a sign, yep. DMX. Turn it up, Chamillionaire.
Still Dre. Conceited. Damn, he's really responsible for a bunch of it out here.
What else has he made?
Turn It Up, Chamillionaire, Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake.
Just a little bit, 50 Cent.
Just a little bit, damn.
He also made Candy Shop, I think.
The
Game. Yeah.
Let's Ride. Yeah, The Game.
Fat Joe. Kodak Black, he made songs. Oh, he made songs for Trippy Red, too.
Yeah.
He's been all over the place, dude. Yeah.
Like,
Gucci Mane, Sway Lee. Oh, he made TR 666.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That was a SoundCloud song.
Work by Kelly Rowland. Come on, dude.
Oh, he did a song for Russ and Nas. Jesus.
Lil Flip.
And Rick Ross.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick
I'm a boss.
Ross.
I'm a boss. It's like a retarded Rick Ross.
I got 100 black coffins. Do you imagine he's just like, he's wrapping his ass up. He's just like, I got 100 black coffins for 100 black.
I look like a peach and I like cheeseburgers.
Ricky Rose and Rick Rowe, both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Taking a walk. Yeah, Trippy Red song.
Who is your top old school rapper?
Dr. Dre.
I'd say mine is okay. Okay, I'm gonna say top three: Big L, Old Dirty Bastard,
yes,
and Method Man. M A T H O D man.
All of, get out my way. All of Wu-Tang.
Yeah,
there's 19 of them.
That's a hard one. Like, Here's my top three. Dr. Dre, in no particular order.
Dr. Daddy
Dre.
Paging Dr. Faggot.
Method Man. And I mean, it's kind of basic, but I mean Tupac, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I miss Tupac. Yeah, Tupac's number one.
Like Biggie was good and everything, but like I liked
Tupac
more.
Come with me.
Yeah.
Hail Mary.
The thing about Biggie is that I only liked his like hits. You know what I mean? Like Big Papa, Hypnotic.
How do you like that now?
Notorious, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I liked all of his hits, but I didn't really like anything else.
You know what? Notorious B.I.G. kind of had that, you know, the,
it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
He was like the original Rick Ross.
Salt and pepper and heavy D up in a limousine.
Limousine.
Dude, that, just how he said that shit, he was the original boss.
Yeah, he was the original boss. And then he died from what, a heart attack or something?
No, I think he got shot or something. Didn't he get shot?
I thought he like ate like a bunch of like, I don't know.
This is a huge conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Like the feds. Like people say, the feds got Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, really? Yeah, they said it was like a setup for both of them.
I thought it was.
There's also that conspiracy that Tupac's still alive. There's a conspiracy.
He would have already came back out. He would have already came back out.
No, I don't think so, man.
He would have came out the closet.
No, well, maybe. I'm in the closet. Now I'm in the closet.
Retard alert, class.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
What does he ask?
He was like, well, there could still be a God, right? What? Well, isn't God the answer of how and not the reason of why? And or no, he said, isn't God the answer of why, not the answer of how?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. And then Mr. Garrison just gets up. Uh-oh, class, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
Oh, it's terrible.
So terrible. Just because she was getting railed down by that Mr. Dawkins character. Yeah. So she like completely turned her religion just for the chance.
Who's your favorite DreamWorks character?
DreamWorks?
I don't know why I'm thinking of this.
DreamWorks.
Mine is the Gingerbread Man. Do you know?
Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
Yes, or, I know the Muffin Man.
Or fucking what's that?
Eat me, hawk.
Eat me, hawk. Two on that gingerbread.
On that gingerbread dick.
I'd fucking do things to the fucking gingerbread man. Or what? What's that shit?
No, would you eat
not
him
the
out?
Gumdrop buttons.
No, not my buttons. Not my gumdrop buttons.
What's another?
Now tell me, where are the others?
You're a monster.
I'm not a monster here. You are.
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
I like to go deeper with it. It's shit. Like more like dramatic. You know, you're a monster.
You're a monster.
Will's like, what the fuck? Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus. Oh, dude, I was just thinking of something the other day. What if we did like an Eagle Boys vacation and we like got a cabin out in like Tennessee or something?
And we get a bunch of fucking baby oil.
We get a fuck ton of baby oil, like a Costco pallet amount.
We're gonna do okay. You
that
know
they
what?
Don't even sell.
Speaking of Costco, I absolutely despise the Costco family. It's like that the Costco family is just like
wow.
It's like a reflection.
Wow. I don't know if we can do this anymore.
Let me finish. The Costco family is like a reflection of like shitty American culture. Okay, and I want to say this. Here comes the boom. What the fuck is that? What is the boom? It's just something.
The hell are you talking about?
That's what they say. Here comes boom. Here comes a boom. That's what they say.
Costco?
The Costco family. Not the actual Costco family. The fucking TikTok Costco family.
Oh, the boom guy.
Yeah. Oh, boom.
No, Costco is great.
I thought you was talking about the store.
No, I'm going to say this.
Dude, I thought he was bad talking shit about the grocery store.
No. Costco's fine. I'm saying holy the Costco shit. Family on fucking TikTok. You know what? Everyone watches that shit and they eat it up because it's a reflection of themselves.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Dude, look up the Costco family. God damn it.
I don't even know what that is.
Stand them.
God, am I really getting old that I'm just like not knowing shit anymore? Jesus.
Boom Kid and Dad. God, I can't fucking stand them. Boom or Doom. God damn it.
Wait a minute. What the fuck? Boom or Doom? It should be me. I already hate them.
The double chunk chocolate cookie. All that
chocolate. Okay, yeah, I officially hate these people. It's the boom.
Oh no.
Or the double chunk chocolate cookie. Shut the fuck up.
I think he used to be a
wrestling
star.
You know that dad has a gun to that kid's side making him do this.
Dude, oh my God, can we play the fucking Meat Canyon? He made fun of him.
He was in WWE.
Yeah, okay, so he was in WWE. So like, he kind of has a background with entertainment, but it's like he's, like, pulling his family along to do this shit. It's just weird. Like, as a dad, that's why would you want to do that? I would never parade my children around and fucking they're probably making a fuck ton of money, though.
Probably, so, but...
They're rich.
At least be, like, not as corny about it, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's really my only note, is don't be as corny.
Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
Oh, no. Mm. This is terrible.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
He looks angry.
That was great, Dad. I love Costco. I'm going to try and work here when I'm older. Discount.
You know we live for the discount, son.
The fucking nipples. Oh, what the fuck?
I'm gonna show you something new Costco has.
Oh, it's Jesus.
Way in the back.
Sure. What is it?
Dude, they just give him the widest eyes.
Oh, wow. I've never been back here before.
This is what actually happens in Costco.
Dude.
All right, so you're giving away one child.
Yeah, one kid.
Okay.
One kid.
Card for another 10% on cash rebates. Here you go.
Oh, yeah. That's a boo, baby.
What the fuck?
This is good. This is what the average American family would do for a Costco discount.
The Kirkland boxes.
Well, yeah, there we go.
Bro, what the fuck?
Quizás nosotros somos los siguientes. No dejaré que te lleven, te lo prometo.
I don't speak Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish.
Everything will be okay.
Alejate, no te acerques. No,
just insinuating that Costco is like human traffickers.
You ever heard that conspiracy that Wayfair is? Yeah. We'll talk about that after this.
Help me! Help! Help! No!
Dude, this is so fucked.
You like it. He's like weak and hungry. Oh, God.
Wah, Tuhan, lihatlah dia. Babi kecil ini terlihat seperti sudah mati.
The Russian now.
Kita akan melatihnya dengan baik.
What in the fuck?
They go so far with it. He looks so fucked.
alasan. Balik kerja, Mr. Malas. Sini kacanya.
Sekarang cepat. I have to use the restroom.
Hey Ahmad, kamu harus kesini. Ini sangat lucu. Lihat seberapa besar kue ini.
Kuenya besar banget ya.
Oh, it's the Rizzler now.
Oh, shit.
Why is he like a grown man?
Ya ampun, ada apa dengan yang kecil itu? Terlihat seperti itu.
So this fucking dumbass content that they put out there and people eat it up for some fucking
reason.
Eat
that shit up.
I don't
dude.
Understand it. It's literally
I don't get it.
And shout out to Meat Canyon for making these great videos.
Shouts out to Meat Canyon, dude. Papa Meat Canyon.
What a really wholesome and cool video.
What a dude. Yeah, what a dude right
that was,
there.
I think it really highlights the work that family is putting in for TikTok.
No. You know, TikTok's about to be banned.
Yeah.
It's pretty much inevitable at this point.
What are we going to do? You know, it's kind of weird, though. I don't know how to feel about it, because I don't know if the Chinese are spying on us and trying to make us dumb, or if our government is trying to silence us. It's like, which one is it? How do you know?
See, that's the hardest part. You know what I mean? That's what's like so sticky about this,
people
dude.
On TikTok that are like, oh, no, the government's taking away our rights. It's like, are you saying that because you're biased that you're on TikTok and you make money on here?
Here's the deal. A lot of people's way of life is going to change if...
Because a lot of people make money off of TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people's livelihoods are TikTok.
They're changing over to the Lemonade app.
That's where I was plugging this in.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now going to be on Lemonade, the new TikTok app.
Which is... Why can't they just ban that one?
Oh, don't worry. It'll be next, but we might as well just have our fun while we can.
Yeah.
Because Lemonade is a part of the TikTok family. It's from the same parent company as TikTok is.
A lifestyle community powered by TikTok.
Yes. So we are going to be on Lemonade. We are now up there now. Please go and follow us on Lemonade. We'll be putting our link in the description below to follow us on there.
TikTok in China, though, like they only post things that have to do with like STEM fields, like science, technology, engineering, and math. And here we're fucking talking about double chunk chocolate fucking fuck cookies.
Dude, people get paid $1,000 a week just posting brain rot.
Yeah.
Like straight up. Like, dude, you have a platform that monetizes stupidity.
Yeah, which I don't know.
You know what I mean?
How I feel. Like
stupidity and misinformation.
I can't stay on like TikTok. Like I watch YouTube shorts. Like I'll go like an hour and I'll be like, what did I just do with myself?
Dude, I'll watch YouTube conspiracy theories till my fucking eyeballs bleed and I'm sitting on the couch like,
oh, you gotta be careful with that.
You know what I mean?
Well, did you want to play like, the last video here?
What do we got here?
We got one last one. Let's watch this bad boy.
White guys imitating Indians making street.
Oh no, we have two more left.
They're just so angry about it for no reason.
Everything's like dirty. For no reason, flew it over his shoulder. He's using a hand axe to fucking cut lettuce. It's actually, it looks slightly effective.
Picking up pasta from a fucking pot that you put plants in. He's just gonna like dump that on it.
Just canola oil for no reason. What is that, flour? Oh my god. Don't fuck my goat. don't touch my goat.
Dude,
fuck
is that
it.
Grape jelly? What the fuck? The one dude just sitting in the background just chilling. He's just putting like hot water in a thing of jelly in a bucket. Dude, what's with the funnel?
What's with the funnel? Oh no. There's wheels on it.
Use the axe.
The fucking dude in the corner.
That's what I'm saying. He's just
staring at it.
He just tears it up with a shovel.
Oh, no. In a newspaper. All right, let's watch this last one.
What we got last?
Jesus.
Top five hood cashier moments.
Huh? What the fuck you say?
You gotta restart it.
Ah, fuck this bitch upside down.
You have a blessed day, chicken nugget.
What the fuck you say, boy? Say
you have a blessed day, my boy.
I love this guy.
Ah, fuck this bitch upside down. You fucking with me, so you saying the wrong shit.
Ain't no what you mean, bro?
You doing some weird shit, bro. Quickly give me a pink lighter, bro. Take that shit back.
Hey, yo, chill, bro.
I feel like black guys are so and like so homophobic.
Yeah, you have a blessed one, sweetheart.
What the fuck is you on, bro? You little freaky ass nigga.
Boo boo now.
No, that ain't fair. Sweetheart.
Oh, no.
Yo, ass gay, bro. I ain't with that
shit. Sweetheart.
Hey, you have a going, baby girl.
He looks at him like, yo, what?
What is you on, bro? You tripping.
Then I tell you about that goofy shit, bro.
You on that little faggot shit, bro?
What you mean, bro?
What you mean? Who the fuck is you talking to?
I'm talking. I said baby girl.
Who?
You have a blessed day, boo-boo.
He's a who?
You have a blessed day, boo-boo.
What you just say?
I just said you have a blessed day, bro-bro.
Bro-bro.
I just heard you say something, boy.
What you thought you heard me say?
Huh?
What you thought you heard me say?
Boo-boo or some shit.
What if I did say?
what if I did say?
He said, what the fuck you mean? What if he did say
fuck
it?
You mean? What if I did say it?
Oh, no.
That's really great. Holy shit.
I'm thinking we can wrap it up.
I think we wrap it up there. Season 3 of the Eagle Boys officially kicking off now. Today's a good day. We're on our way. It's a late night, but we pushed through it. You know, wanted to bring you all the Eagle Boys again.
Am I doing it wrong?
No.
All right.
I got a hearty right. Brad Colvin's.
What's that? What is he saying that in that John song? Or what's what is he saying?
Gotta get it to the chopper.
I got 100 black bags. Black this, black that.
Jesus. Well, I think that's going to be a place to wrap it up there. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. Subscribe to our Patreon. It's been so long, I forgot what to say. Subscribe to our Patreon. We are now on Patreon. Two tiers of subscription. God damn, can't talk.
Two tiers of subscriptions.
That you can do.
Try to say that fast.
It's really... It's
two
really,
tiers of subscriptions.
Oh, God. Please subscribe to our Patreon as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like I said, we're also on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check that out in the link down in the description below. Lemonade, we're going to be on Lemonade as soon as TikTok is out of here on January 19th. At least that's the way it's looking. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. January 19th, if it does happen, we'll be on Lemonade.
Yeah.
You can catch us there. You can catch all of our archive videos on TikTok, though. Uh-huh. Everything will still be up on there. Just won't be able to update anymore.
Yeah.
And thank you all so much for watching. Season 3, baby. Let's get it, baby.
Peace.
Let's get it, baby. Peace out.